All right, we'd like to say hello. Welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We are coming to you from Amory, Wisconsin, God's country, on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM. A lot of you have found us on the internet, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you to those who support us and those who support this radio station, WPCA. It's a pleasure to be here, right, Eddie?
Say it again.
It's a pleasure to be here, yes. And my name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is our co-host, Leonard Blush, is with us tonight, Eddie.
Yeah, that's Andy Griffith.
Yes, we're going to come back to some of it. We got some Andy Griffith trivia here for you. So, but anyhow, we are into our eighth year of doing this show, and it's been a trip down memory lane with lots of our good friends and local musicians. We share stories with these guys, and tonight we feature a guest. And tonight we've got Charlie Ulan. He is a very well-known musician in the northern region. He's almost on a first-name basis, I think, with folks between Barron and Hayward. Is that probably pretty accurate, I think? We'll share some live music and a lot of lively stories. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small-town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. And we hope that you do, too. Yeah, let's have some fun. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA Radio 93.1. And we're just, thank you so much for tuning in. We're so excited to get back here again. Eddie, how are you?
Doing good, doing good.
Good.
That's surprising great. All the people that get people asking me, now it's a new live show tonight, right? And who's your guest? And and it's amazing how many people, we got quite a few folks out there listening, and we appreciate that.
For sure. Yeah, it's been great doing this. And Eddie, I brought up a fellow by the name of Leonard Blush. Can you, I'm going to tap into your memory. This is Andy Griffith stuff. And there's a lot of folks that like Andy Griffith, but nobody watches it more than me and you, I don't think. But do you remember Leonard Blush?
I remember Andy and Barney sitting there in the office, and they were listening to Leonard Blush do his show, and then something came up, and then they wanted to get back and make sure they get back to that. But I think that was the same voice of the guy that played Ernest T. Bass.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
Yep, when he was talking, that's who it was.
Okay, now that I didn't know, but when I was watching this episode, he'd walked in for vocal lessons, and 2 years later, he sang the Star Spangled Banner at the County Insecticide Convention. You know, the rest is history, you know. And he used to wear that black mask when he was on the radio, but that was because of that skin condition he had.
Yeah.
But that was because he shot to the top so fast that it was emotional for him, you know. So.
Yeah, we enjoy that.
Anyhow. And Eddie, we played a couple jobs here. I got back from Arizona, and we did the show here, but we played with Swanee, Dave Swanson, down in River Falls. That was fun. Outdoor Carl Oslin, our drummer, was with that too. And did a nice party in New Richmond for a senior party. And we got some nice stuff coming up this summer. We'll talk about that too. And you and Ethan were down by Spring Valley recently.
Yep, down the big town of Weston, down there in those hills in the middle of nowhere. And went down and did a little 4 to 7 in the afternoon, those good hours.
That's a good...
like we all like to play anymore. So.
Sure.
And actually went down to the Minnesota State Fairgrounds and played. We did the State Fair kickoff, they call it. I was surprised how many people were down there, but did that with the Barn Boys and Greg Wheeler and the Sins Brothers and John Lynch. So
yeah, I know these keep you busy too, and we're not doing something whatever. But anyhow, we'd like to say hello to our guests. We got Charlie Ulan. Am I saying that right, Charlie?
You bet.
All right. Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We met you years ago. We've been friends from a distance, you know, just through acquaintances, and we've crossed paths a few times with you. You've been playing many, many years. You've got a great history of music.
Yes. Yeah. It's been quite a run.
Well, good. And something, I mean, a lot of folks know you from the area. Recently, you're playing with the Studebakers right now, but you've played with many groups through the years. But can I ask you, would you mind, what's your history? What got you started, or what intrigued you to play music back in the early days?
Well, probably when I got my grandfather's guitar in 59, and I started playing then.
Okay.
And I saw Elvis on Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
And then I saw the Beatles, of course, like everybody.
Yeah.
And we're just an infectious thing there. My parents were both musicians.
Okay.
Dad was a trombone player in a swing band in Spooner called the Bluebirds. And my mother was a good singer and a piano player. I have a lot of memories of music around the house, and we would sing harmony together.
Oh, nice.
In the car.
Oh.
In a 51 Buick.
There's some good memories.
Going to the cities, and they'd be singing, you know, because Dad was World War II, and, you know, we ain't got a barrel of money, and
sure.
You know, side by side, you know, things like that. They supported me in every way musically.
Sure.
I mean, I bought a Dan Electro bass off a Sears catalog, and $99, and I traded that in at B Sharp Music, Jim Lopez Music Store on Central Avenue in Minneapolis, for a 64 Jazz bass. Paid $189, I think.
I want to hear more of these stories.
Okay.
But we want to hear you sing. You're a bass player, but you play a really nice guitar
as well.
And we love to hear you sing. So we'll come back with some good stories.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got in mind there?
You want me to start it out?
Sure. Yep.
All right. I learned this song from Lenore Berg. We were talking before, a great swing accordion player from Barron, and I used to drive her around and play with her on the senior citizen circuit, and she exposed me to a lot of the old standards, and this is one of them. It's called "I'm an Old Cowhand." Cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bold and my cheeks ain't tan. Yeah, I'm a cowboy. I never saw a cow. I never rode to steer. I don't know how. I sure ain't fixing starting now. Yippee-i-yo, kaye. Sing it, guys. Yippee-i-yo, kaye. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande. I came to town just to hear the band. Yeah, I know all the songs that the cowboys bick around where the doggies go. sense of barbecue. Yeah, yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
That it's actually an old standard that goes back to the 40s maybe or something?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Lenore Berg.
Yeah, when you said the name Lenore Berg, I can remember being quite young, 8, 10, 12 years old, and when my mom heard that Lenore was playing somewhere, and we'd go there, and I can remember some, I haven't got a clue where it was, but my mom was in listening to Lenore, and I was outside, there was a lake, and of course I'd trying to go wading in the water or something while they were doing that, but my mom sure thought the world of her, that she was such a phenomenal accordion player. Yeah.
And your mom wasn't too bad either. Did you ever hear his mother play?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you had a lot of support from your mom, too, I suppose.
Yeah, that's great.
She was doing an old-time thing years ago at the Red Rooster, and she asked Eddie and I to play. And I play tuba also, so we were doing some of our country stuff, and then we'd do some of her standards and some old time. Uh-huh. But she'd be playing, we've told the story before, but stuff like that. And we'd after the third time we're on, we'd finally figure out the pattern. You know, it's like, oh, okay, that goes from an E to a whatever, C sharp minor, there's a F sharp minor. We got it. Then she'd switch keys on us.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. Lenore could do that, too.
She would
do everything in any key. And you just tell her, oh, okay, but a lot of changes.
Oh, boy, and play all the nice passing chords, too. Mm-hmm. And we'd be trying to figure it out, and we'd just about get it, and then she'd change the rules on us. But
I did the Red Rooster with her as well.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay, nice.
With Lenore.
Yeah. And currently you're playing with a group called the Studebakers, and we know Denny Armstrong is a close friend of ours. He's been here with us, too, and we've done music with him, but... And you guys are busy, summer jobs, you guys are busy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are a popular band. I just joined them last year.
Okay.
Sam Boatman?
Sam Boatman.
I took his place last year, and they played quite a bit then throughout the summer, and this year it's just as busy, probably 25-30 gigs. And they also play with a band up in Barron County called the Victones. And we change off with the Victones to the Foursome, and then we play with two different drummers. But it's a fun band, too, with John Pease on fiddle.
Oh,
and
sure.
Mike Doherty, you might know Mike Doherty.
I remember. Is he the guy that worked at the post office from Prairie Farm?
Yes.
He used to come to see us at the Willow River.
Oh.
Great, phenomenal jazz guitar
jazz
player.
Guy. Oh, yeah. Oh. So he's in that band. And we have Sam Salter, who plays rhythm and is a crooner and sings real well.
And what kind of music are you doing? Variety?
Real variety, sure. Yeah. Everything from this stuff like this to standards and country and rock. And
sure. Yeah. Well, let's have you do another song, and we got a lot more stories to tell. And so.
Okay. So let's do...
This is Nakia D. If there's people that listen, like to play along, so we always like to mention those keys. Yeah.
So we'll start at like the last part of Margaritaville and go into.
This is a Latin version of this song. Is that correct?
Jim Reeves. Put your sweet lips. A little closer to the phone. Pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. If you can tell your friend they're with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Is he holding you the way that I do? Oh, love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. And you can tell your friend they're with you. Can't say the words I wanna hear when you're with another man. You love me, answer yes or no, darling, I will understand. Mr. Toomey, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding that I do? Love is blind, make up your mind, I got to know. You can tell your friend there with you, you have to go. You want to take one?
Charlie Lewin. Yulin. I'm sorry. I just know you by Charlie, so I'm working on the back, your last name, but nice, very, very nice. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories, and we are having some fun here tonight. Years ago, we met you, Charlie, over at the Hudson House, and we were playing, I think, either a big wedding or a Christmas,
I think it was a Christmas party.
In the back room, and you were playing in the front room at the at the Hudson House, and we came out during our breaks and got acquainted with you a little bit. But we liked what you were doing so much. You were playing your guitar and singing, but you had some accompaniment behind you that was so tasty. So, and we asked you, where did you get that? And you said, I did it myself. You recorded some tracks behind you at a studio at your home, I'm assuming, or?
That had to be like 83 or?
Yeah, that'd be about right, yeah.
Okay, because that's, I had this Tascam or TAC.
Sure.
Reel-to-reel, four-channel, simul-sync, and I had a string machine, and I played a bass line and sang a harmony part and made these cassette tapes, actually.
Right.
And I'd dub them down to from four to just a stereo, and then I'd play them on a regular old cassette player and with a pitch control so I could tune it.
It was good. I mean, it was like, that was before before karaoke was around here.
Yeah. Well, I invented it, you know.
I know.
You were ahead of your time.
Well, I was on the road out in Oregon playing the Red Lion circuit with a trio, a keyboard player and me and a female vocalist, and the keyboard player quit. And so we had to go to the next gig. You know, we play like a week at a time up and down the coast. And I had to make... I didn't have overdub, but nothing then. It was just a little Pioneer cassette deck, and I had to play it live with an electric drummer on one side and a bass on the other. Mm. And I didn't have any second chances, so it was their mistakes and everything.
Sure.
But it worked. We played the next few gigs that way.
Wow. Yeah. And I remember we met you years ago. You were up, I think it's called a bar called Becky's up in Shell Lake.
Well, yeah.
And you were doing like a karaoke thing. You were the DJ doing, but you had karaoke, I think, too.
Yeah, and I played guitar as well.
That's right, yeah.
I remember sitting watching or playing guitar along with the two.
Yeah, it was like make them feel like they're in a band. Yeah. You know, it went really well. I was there for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It was a jamming place.
Yeah, man. It was packed.
I still remember deer hunting. And we were up there, and Eddie and I went up and did a karaoke thing. I think we did an Everly Brothers song, and you said, not too many times guys come up and sing harmony, you know, on karaoke. And we did something that we sang for years, I guess, whatever, but I still remember your comment that, I might throw a quick song in here. Do you want to do one, Eddie? And then we'll come back to, we'll have Charlie do some more songs. I want to hear
you. Go ahead and tear it up on one.
Well, let's try one that we used to do years ago with Bob Hovde, and that's such a good song, I thought I'd try to learn it, but I probably should do that same thing. Make sure.
Only been here for 2 days, that wouldn't give you enough time to tune up.
No.
No.
Okay.
We tune because we care, right, Mike?
That's right. So, okay, Eddie, you kick that off, and I'll see if I can... Well, I used to play in six string in this song, but we'll do her.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
When do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still I think about the years since I first met you, and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you. I just gotta make this memory stand clear. Now I'm leaving here, better man, knowing you this way.
Yes, I always knew I couldn't hold you, but I'd never be the one to set you free. Just like some nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here, better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here, better man. Yes, I'm leaving here, better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here, better man.
Song, and I should have probably announced the song ahead of time in case they didn't recognize it, huh, Eddie? We usually like to do that ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
And announce the title.
Well, the way we butcher them sometimes.
You never know.
You never know.
You know what's coming up.
Yes. Anyhow, we've got Charlie here with us, Charlie Yulin, and from Barron. Been playing for many, many years. Some of the other things that we crossed paths with you through the years was you were playing with the fiddle player. Was it Dick Solberg? Is that
Dick Solberg and the Sun Mountain Band, yes.
Yeah, and I know they would travel from out east to the West Coast.
Right, and he played the Virgin Islands every winter for 20 years or so, and I was in on that, too, one time. But I did a couple of, he'd do the Midwest tour, he'd call it. And we'd start, I'd fly to Albany, and then, and we'd leave from Fort Plain, New York, which he lives in a Grange Hall there, and he's pretty popular around the East Coast. He's kind of like a comedian with a backup band, though. You know, he knows what to do,
sure,
and he commands the audience like nobody else I've ever played with. And it was great to be a sideman for him. And I played upright bass a little bit with him, and then lead guitar too. And
sure.
So. And did the Virgin Island thing, and then we played up at Eagle River?
Yeah. Where Dave Simonson's...
Where they fly in.
Flying Eagle, that's it.
Yeah, that's right. And he would come, he did like in Star Prairie, and our band, Trigger Happy, would be playing, and he'd come out and do his thing. And I think there was even another group that was there at the same time, but then he'd go to the Hammond Hall, in Hammond, and but he would do these smaller bars, and he captured the audience so quickly, very, very talented. But yeah, when he'd get further to the west, would he pick up a different regional band then, or did you go with him all the way to the West Coast? Or
no, we'd go from just New York to here,
and then back.
But we'd play in Michigan quite a bit, and then we'd take the ferry across.
Oh.
From Ludington to Manitowoc.
Sure.
And that was quite a deal.
Sure.
I remember one time, they stayed at my house in Barron. The whole band would stay there. And they drove across the top, though, because they didn't want to pay that $85 or something.
I've been on that ferry.
It's kind of fun. Badger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's still going, but they showed up, and their eyes were just dropping out of their sockets, and they said, go on, go to bed. Then they played here, and I would be compelled to ride back with them all the way to New York and then play the gigs on the way back, too. So
cool.
Kind of a strenuous thing, you know. Because it was a big party as well.
It looked like it.
He had a following you wouldn't believe. People would crawl out of the woodwork.
Couldn't you sing another song, would you please?
I could. Let's do Chuck Berry.
Sure.
Thank you. They had a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre truly loved the man of Moselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Had a fine fun dunning in the roads all the day. The cooler eddy was filled with TV dinners and ginger ale. And then the fair found work, the little money come, it worked out well. Say the beat, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. A high five phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock and rhythm and jazz. When the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. Say the beat, say the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. All right. Cherry red 53. They drove it down New Orleans to celebrate their anniversary. It was there that Pierre was wedded to the lovely Mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Tag it. Say the beat, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
You're going to have that right by the end of the show, Mike.
Pretty, working good.
I'm getting closer with this, yeah. Yeah, this is WPCA Radio doing Trigger Happy Memories once again. We got Leonard Blush here with us tonight and Eddie Schmidt. Well,
thank you so much. I was going to ask Charlie about that guitar he's playing there. Would you say that's a 59 Martin?
Yeah.
Man. Here, I thought I had something with a 72. I ain't got nothing next to
it. Oh, no. This is a beat-up guitar, but I've had it since the 70s, early 70s. I think I paid $400 for it, though.
Gee.
That was a lot back then.
Yeah. Tell us about that bass you've been playing. You play a uke bass, is it? Or?
I do. I play a bass ukulele, alternately with a regular electric bass, four string, and it actually produces an octave below a regular bass guitar.
It does?
Somehow they do it.
Hmm.
So it's just fat, very fat sound, and I get away with it because it's a lot lighter and easier on, you know, you don't have to go to the chiropractor quite so much, adjust your neck. And it's a Kala bass. And it's got actually round one strings on it. And I've got another bass uke. It's got rubber strings on it. It sounds cool too.
I've heard those.
And that one's fretless though. So
oh, really?
It's a little more challenging.
Yeah.
I remember, I think I played with you and we were doing that thing with Fizz at the Hammond Hotel. And
yeah.
I think you had that bass, or was there one of them where you're having trouble and you had a rubber band on the end to hold something? Something had was giving you trouble. I thought I remembered.
Oh, well, maybe. That was when I first got it, that fretless uke.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, that was a good night. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was an old CD release party.
Yep.
For Honky Tonk Club.
That keyboard player he had he's killer. I can't remember what his name was, but
I don't either.
Comes in with a big Hammond B3 and the Leslie and everything.
That was a magic night.
Yeah, I just talked to Fizz a couple nights ago. Fizz is a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he shared some stories about.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I won't tell all of them, but one was out in Oregon, I think. Is it Bend, Oregon? He knew you were out there. He actually followed you out into to Philadelphia and to Long Island, I think, too.
Yes, yeah.
And, but he was out in Oregon, and he knew you were in the area. He was looking, kind of hoping to find you. He went into a music store. And you were behind the counter working at the store. And ended up buying a D18 Martin from you.
Right.
From the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You remember that?
I do.
Okay. Yeah, well, anyhow.
I was the guitar salesman for probably 8-10 years at Mike's Music in Bend, Oregon. And I had moved there from Mount Hood back in the early 70s. And I was a ski bum up on Mount Hood, being a janitor in Mount Hood Meadows Ski Lodge for a couple of seasons, and then I drove down to a Bend and got a job. I was just, you know, free and easy back then.
Sure.
Just didn't know where you're going to end up. And
ended
Is that up when you there. Had that 69 Volkswagen bus?
I had a 65.
65.
Bus. And I sold it for $800. You know, like an idiot. But
They're worth a bunch of money now.
And Fizz was a fisherman, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was down there fishing the Deschutes River. And it was just cowboy town back then. Now it's all built up in California.
Sure.
Californicated, they say.
Eddie, you want to throw in a song before we do our hellos to everybody? Then we're going to say hello to some folks. But we want to hear some more music from you, Charlie, and some more stories, too. So,
we had a gal requested us to do this. We hadn't done it in quite a while. But
Renee Butler. Renee, she came out to see us, a few weeks ago, and we did it, and we liked it. It was so fun to do the song. So, Renee, you're going to hear it again here, so... Song called Love Bug.
Love Bug. In the key of A, for those that are playing along. I'll do this one for my buddy Doug that we're going to Canada within a couple days here. 2, 3, 4. While I was ruling a roost, had all the checks to myself. Suddenly it happened, what a little feeling I felt. Well, the tune they had running, it finally caught up with me. Tell me, how can I run from something that I can't see? Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug.
You wanna go ahead and turn it?
Thank you.
shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty tiny little thing called a love bug. Well, that little bitty tiny little thing called a love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing called a love bug. Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing.
Lead in there, Charlie. Thank you.
Yeah. And you're just a bass player.
I am.
Yeah, right.
That's where I reside.
We're going to say hello to a few folks, and Charlie, we'll give you a turn, too. We're going to throw a few names out here. Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. Ruth, his sister, and Jay, they are in Arizona and also over in Minnesota. I'm not exactly sure. They're Cambridge area, North Branch area. Ronnie Holcomb from Houston, Texas, and his wife, Denise. Tom and Connie Bowe over by St. Cloud area. Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona. Tom Klinger and I think Franny Klatt. You remember Franny Klatt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he might be tuned in. Scott Nash, Judith Hansen Jorgensen, Putz, Dan and Beth from River Falls, Renee Butler, of course, Gary McIntyre, Teresa from Turtle Lake, my wife Debbie, Brent Ackley and Don Budrow. They were our guests last month. They were terrific guests.
Yep.
From a group called Boondoggle.
Yep.
So, anyhow.
Great harmony singers.
Yeah, very nice family harmony. Eddie, what do you got there?
My wife Joanne, cousin Char in the truck. I want to say hi to our neighbors Al and Ann. Al was the one asking me about, you got a live show this Thursday, who's your guest? And he's in his early 90s, Charlie.
Wow.
So he was asking about what was going on. Mm-hmm. Tad Late, Brian Jevening and the Cribbage Boys. I got to say hi to my buddy Doug and his wife Liz. We're heading for Canada on Saturday morning, so hope we have a good trip. Trying to think. The Seawells and our drummer Carl. Did you say hi to him?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
Yep,
yep. And the Barn Boys. That's
yeah.
About all I got.
Charlie, you got you got a list?
Oh, I don't know. Not really. Dave Bender, the guy that saved my butt and many, many times on mechanicking my car. And Dwight and Bonnie Smith up in Sorona. I'd like to say hi to them. If they're listening, Rock Tanberg and Trisha, everybody else around the country.
Sure. And if they don't catch it tonight, it's on the archives. It probably is early
sure.
As noon tomorrow. And they can go to the website, WPCA Radio website, and go to Trigger Happy Memories and then scroll down and look for your name.
Okay, okay.
And it's on there. It's you can go in there and find, you'll know a lot of players that have been
okay.
With us too. It's a wonderful thing to have that. But anyhow, Charlie, can you sing a song again, please?
I can. Yes.
I think he can.
Let's see. Which one should we do here? A Fats Domino song. Well, I'm ready, willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, willing, able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, won't you rock and roll till tomorrow night? Well, I'm ready. Willing, ready and I'm willing, so you better come and go with me. We're gonna rock and roll till tomorrow about 3. You don't send me no letters cause I can't read. Talking on the phone, not my speed. Don't be long cause I'll be gone. We're gonna rock and roll
all night long as I'm ready for women. Able to rock and roll night, I'm ready for women. So able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll to tomorrow night. Take it, throw down, Eddie.
Do you do that song with the Studebakers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I forced them to do that one.
Yeah.
Good. The last couple of gigs, I just kind of picked that one up recently.
Nice. You spent some time out in Long Island, New York, doing music in Philadelphia.
Yep. Yes.
You want to share a little bit of that? We don't have a lot of time left, okay, but we want to hear some stories.
All right, well, I've graduated from River Falls.
At the college?
In 69.
Yep.
And gives my age away. And then I moved to Madison. And I was present for the tear gas in 69, or the pepper spray, or the pepper gas that they were throwing around there for the protests,
sure,
the Vietnam thing. And then I moved from there with a group of people to Philadelphia, and I put an ad in the paper, bass player, new guy in town, and got an audition with Daryl Hall.
Oh, wow.
And I remember I had my bass, and had to go up to this big office building in this little bitty room. There was a drummer and a guitar player, and I played bass for about an hour. My fingers were bleeding when I got out of there, but I got a gig out of it.
Mm.
But it wasn't with Daryl Hall and John Oates. It was with Chris Bond, who was their producer all the way through Rich Girl and wrote all their big, produced all their big hits. And then, so, and John Oates used to come up and jam with me and stuff, but I never really played with them. I played it. They opened up for us. We had a band called Cat's Paw, and they didn't do a lot. But then I moved out from there to Long Island and played in a hard rock band. That, and we played. That's where Fizz was too. He came out and visited me there,
sure,
just out of the blue. And we used to do like debutante balls and stuff.
He mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was. Yeah, it was pretty crazy times back then.
Great.
But
you got another song?
We'll see about which one.
Or a quick one, or part of one?
We're gonna have to wind up. This has been a lot of fun. We could keep going here. I love hearing your stories. I love hearing your voice too.
On a fast one here.
Okay.
Billy Joe Shaver. On a rainy Wednesday morning, that's the day that I was born in that old sharecropper's country run room shack. That's the day my mammy left me, Same day she had me, said she hit the road, never once looked back. I thought I'd mention that old grandma's old age pension is the reason that I'm standing here today. All my country learning, milking and turning, picking cotton, raising hell, baling hay. Well, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising, a great education. Ain't no reason y'all treating me this way. When I sweep Caroline, I don't believe I'll ever find another woman put together like you are. With that wiggling, your walking, and that big city talking, brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Well, let's hurry up and wait to that game of give and take. Seems like hate makes waste every time. Forgive to my soul when you hear those angels roll. You better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. Well, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and a great education. No reason y'all treating me this way. Tag it. Ain't no reason y'all treating me this way.
Very nice, Charlie Yulin. Very nice.
Thank you so much.
We're going to have to say goodnight here pretty quick. We thank you so much, Charlie, for taking the time to come up here. We are seriously very honored that you did that. You drove from Barron, and we appreciate that. We want to say thank you to Bob Zonk and to Lou Ann and Eddie Schmidt does a lot of work at the radio station here. Bill Klopp does a lot to help us.
Yep. Dave Corbett, a lot of people helping out.
Yeah,
here,
and
so.
Go out and see the Studebakers in this area.
Yep.
Charlie is a part of that group. Does you do a lot of the singing too, I'm sure?
Yeah.
You share some of it, yeah?
Well, we have Kiara Connors on. She's our lead vocalist, and then I do a lot of harmony with
her. Okay, good. Well, yeah, I got to come out and see you guys, But anyhow, we're going to have to say goodnight. Again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we thank everybody for tuning in.
Yep, thanks, Charlie, and thanks to everybody.
Yes.